You're listening to the audio production of Ruth Audio Lectures by Daniel I. Block, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio lectures are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Ruth includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
Welcome to the study of the Book of Ruth. Few books in the Bible have captured the imagination of readers and hearers like this book. With its sensitive portrayal of women in crisis, its powerful portrait of a righteous man, and its profound theology of providence, it offers hearers in every age a window into life in the ancient Near East, yes, but also inspiration for good and godly living. It gives us a reason to wonder at the ways of God and His grand plan of redemption, and to wonder at the plan that underlies Israel's royal and messianic hope. Now, the book we know as Ruth gets its name from one of its three principal characters, the daughter-in-law of Naomi, who was native to the land of Moab, east of the Dead Sea, but who landed up in the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew 1:5. That the book should be named after Ruth is remarkable. It's only one of two books named after women, the other one being Esther. But more shockingly, it is named after a foreigner from the despised people of Moab. And furthermore, she wasn't even the main character in the book that bears her name. If the name of the book were based on the plot, it should have been called The Book of Naomi, because the book opens by describing the crisis that struck her and her family that left her bitter and blaming the Lord. I went away to Moab full, but the Lord had brought me back empty. The Lord has responded harshly against me. Shaddai has caused me such misfortune. But it ends with a glorious resolution for Naomi in the birth of Ruth's son. Look, the women of Bethlehem say, your daughter-in-law who demonstrates love for you, she has given birth to him, she who is better than seven sons. Oh, but based on the number and length of their speeches, this isn't even actually about Naomi. Boaz turns out to be the most important human character. He speaks the most often, and his speeches are the longest. He is front and center by the time we get to the end. And this role is reinforced by the concluding genealogy. This book really is about Boaz, who is cast as a paradigm of godliness and Deuteronomic righteousness in the days of the judges when these qualities were rare. As we will see, this realization offers us the key to the book's significance in Scripture as a whole. This book functions as the first chapter in the story of Israel's royal and messianic hope. Well, let's talk a little bit about the date and authorship of the book. We shouldn't be surprised that we don't know who wrote this magnificent literary treasure. In the ancient world, scribes who copied texts would always sign the documents they had copied, but authors of literary texts rarely signed their name. According to Jewish tradition, Samuel was the author of both Judges and Ruth, Babbathra 14 to 15. But in the history of interpretation, many other names have been proposed. Some suggest Nathan, some a northern Israelite of the 9th century whose language was influenced by Aramaic. This is Weinfeld. Because the book tells a woman's story, Some have suggested a female author, perhaps Tamar, David's daughter. This is Adrienne Bledstein's proposal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?